Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. And today we are back with La Mesa Councilman Bill Baber, and our hot topic of the day is recreational marijuana. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Miriam.
So you have been working on a possible ordinance for La Mesa for the city council to legalize recreational marijuana. The city already has medical marijuana. Tell us what the reason is for that.
The easiest way to do is walk a little bit through, quickly through some of the history. In 2016, the voters of the state in Prop 64 legalized recreational cannabis. Sometimes we call it officially adult use, but recreational.
Right.
Medicinal had been legalized for many years before then.
A decade or so, yeah.
Meanwhile, in 2016, the citizens of La Mesa passed an initiative to allow medicinal dispensaries and cultivation and manufacturing. So these two things happened at once. The state legalized recreational, and La Mesa voters said, we want medicinal dispensaries. So it took us a couple years to work through how do you do the permit processing for these medicinal dispensaries. In 2018, we figured at the city that recreational adult use was the future. We passed a tax ordinance to say we can tax both medicinal and adult use. We can go back and explain there's a there's a certain kind of medicinal that is not taxed, but and that set the framework for bringing us to adult use. So since that, about a year, we've been working on the ordinance to allow the dispensaries and that are currently in line to sell medicinal to just co-locate and sell recreational. So they're the same shop is selling the same types of products, but instead of just only selling it to medicinal patients, they'll be able to sell it to anyone who's an adult under the state law.
So that makes some sense if they've got a track record of being open and they haven't been a bunch of police complaints or something like that, or neighbor complaints.
Right. We want our,
and they'd be first in line to get the recreation.
That's right. Plus, they've jumped through the labyrinth of our permitting process to actually get a dispensary open. That's not easy.
Yeah.
These are complicated things to run. They have to be heavily capitalized. Mm-hmm. You don't open up a dispensary overnight.
Right. Now, I mean, you're a Republican, and I understand that one of the arguments that you've told me before in favor of this, some might be surprised and saying, well, gee, that sounds like a lefty liberal issue here. But I know you've told me that in some of the cities, in La Mesa included, where there were citizens' ballot initiatives to legalize things like medical or recreational, sometimes the wording is kind of vague on those, and cities wind up getting sued over things, over, you know, distances or just where you can put these things. And so part of your reason for wanting the council to take the initiative of passing an ordinance was so that you didn't have a situation of citizens saying, let's vote to legalize recreational, and maybe they impose, you know, requirements that are problematic.
Okay. I'd say on this issue, I'm more libertarian in that if there's a legal business, which it's legal in California, we have a duty to set up a fair, just framework to allow that legal business to operate. Before 2016, we didn't have to worry about that, but it's legal, and people who want to run legal dispensaries have a right to do it in California, and we're here to have a fair, just system so that they can do business, and also that they, you know, their neighbors are protected and the normal land use issues. So to allow them to move forward is good for the city. Obviously, the city gets to tax it, so there's revenue that comes back to the city,
right,
too. So we're trying to make it work. Probably the most complicated thing we have in La Mesa, we just don't have that much commercial or industrial space. We're mostly a bedroom community. So if you think of where our industrial center is up on the Mesa High Street, where the one dispensary is, and we've got our industrial
breweries, a winery.
And we have construction places up there. We've got all sorts of folks. But that's our entire industrial area.
Right. So it's not near schools. It's not near churches or other things people might be concerned about.
Well, not an industrial area. Then the commercial areas where you can have a dispensary, those, if you think of El Cajon Boulevard, University Avenue, and places, you know, along Baltimore, Lake Murray, those are our commercial centers. So you might see a dispensary at a commercial center, but you're not going to see a manufacturing, cultivation, or testing other than the industrial center. So why do I tell you all that? We have very little space to allow these folks to operate. Santee, El Cajon, San Diego has way, 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 way more space to do this. So we have probably more businesses who want to be in La Mesa than we have space to handle right now.
So how many dispensaries are licensed right now or in the pipeline on track to get a permit?
You know, this number changes daily.
And it's medical.
Only one is operating right now. That's the Grove.
Right, in the industrial area.
And then we have about 11 more that have cleared planning commission but haven't opened for a variety of reasons. Some are waiting for us to finish the adult use ordinance. Some haven't got their all of their permits through, or they haven't done all their tenant improvements, or they need a fire inspection, they haven't got it, any of these other things to open up. So there's more in the pipeline, but only one's functioning right now.
I'm curious whether, since you've had one legal dispensary open, have you seen any difference in the problem of illegal dispensaries that at least for a while were popping up? It was like whack-a-mole, they'd close one and 10 others would open up.
One of the reasons we move forward to allow legal dispensaries gives us the revenue and sort of the moral authority to and the allies in the business to close out the illegal ones. We spent a lot of time and money with our city attorney's office and the police trying to rid El Cajon Boulevard and University Avenue of these illegal pot shops. And we've cleaned most of them out. That was difficult. We'd get rid of them one place, they'd pop up another one. So by setting up a regulated legal system, it undermines the illegal ones. They're going to end up going to the county or Santee or El Cajon.
We see them
they're
all
not
over,
coming. They're out of La Mesa.
Spring Valley is struggling with
Spring
that.
Spring Valley,
of course,
I know.
The county has not made it easy to open. In fact, they've kind of outlawed any kind of dispensary except a couple that are grandfathered in. And so what we're seeing now in Spring Valley is this rash of illegal ones that keep opening. And they're not just selling marijuana. The sheriffs have told me that they've found methamphetamines and cocaine being sold in there. There might be adulterated drugs. So do you believe that having the legal framework, is there a process in place to make sure that what they're selling is actually A, just marijuana, and B, that it's passed some kind of quality or purity standard?
Absolutely. The best way to get rid of the black market is to have an open market that's regulated, taxed, and that the police participate in supervising and to make it safe. It's the best way to do it. So the cities and the communities around us who say, well, we don't want any cannabis dispensaries, you have them. They're just illegal. Okay. So what you're really saying to us is we will tolerate the illegal one. There are other folks who say, well, we're not going to have cannabis dispensaries. They just have their eyes closed. We can see them right across the border from La Mesa when they're in the county.
Exactly.
So,
and the state has some requirements, too, for quality and purity testing and things, too. So is it actually a state-regulated industry, not just a city-regulated one?
Well, let me handle it two ways. The land use, what operates and what business, the more we have a regulated framework, we're pushing the illegal ones out of La Mesa. And then they become the county's problem or El Cajon's problem. Now, in terms of the product, a regulated business has to have state-tested products. If you come into a dispensary, you'll see there'll be little jars that are sealed, and they'll have a little tag on them to say when they were tested by the state. So people who care about the purity of the product, both for quality and for safety, you can know they're regulated by the state. If you don't get that in a illegal place.
And also the potency. So you know when you get in, if this is a low potency or a high potency, or some of them even have
It's a
products.
Regulated business. So you know what you're going to buy, and the state's moving forward on that. So we think it's good. I saw an article, though, I think it was a day or two ago, the state still doesn't think that the regulated industry will pass the black market for another 5 years. The black market is still strong, and so many cities don't want to get into the regulated. So they're, in effect, they're codependent, they're enablers of the black market.
Right? Yeah. I mean, now there was just a lawsuit where the ruling just came out in the last day or so as we're taping this bill. Saying the city of San Diego didn't do a good enough job requiring, environmental review when they put these in. Is that something that is a concern?
Yeah, that case was interesting because the city of San Diego took the position that just permitting a dispensary was not a project that tripped extensive review under the Environmental Review Act. And they won at the trial court, they won at the appellate court, but at the Supreme Court said, no, it might, so go back and look at it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, so basically cities.
Things like traffic and.
Yeah, under that case, we'll have to take a look at it. And I understand that the plaintiffs who were a coalition of medicinal patients saying, hey, if you don't allow us, if you restrict where your dispensaries are, it might make us drive a lot further, which increases traffic, which is probably true.
And greenhouse gases.
The La Mesa draft ordinance, which we're still working on, we don't have any caps on it or restrictions on that. The market itself is probably going to be the restrictions. San Diego and Chula Vista both said some cap based on council districts, which is seems arbitrary and political. We don't have anything like that. It's basically anyone can open up in any of our commercial or industrial areas as long as they're not within a sensitive use. And the sensitive use issues is schools and churches. And we're trying to work that out. We've had an amazing amount of litigation on how you draw a line between two dispensaries or a line between a preschool over.
Is it as a crow flies?
Is it as a crow fly? Is it a path of travel? Is the path of travel, if you cut across the street, you take a sidewalk? I've never imagined how many ways you can define travel, path of travel, until I saw dispensary and dispensary challenges.
Very interesting.
Sorry, that's really arcane. Probably bored everybody.
No, I think it's fascinating. So you had a meeting recently with the industry representatives from the legal cannabis industry. What were their main concerns?
We had a packed crowd because we were rolling out the adult use ordinance. Think of the industry as sort of two branches. There's the dispensary, the storefront, mm-hmm. people walk in and buy stuff. And then there's the suppliers. The people who test, the people who manufacture. Manufacturing in this context means you're distilling the THC and then you're putting it in a product like a gummy worm or a brownie or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then you have indoor cultivation. So sort of the supplying folks have one set of issues. They're in the industrial park, mm-hmm. and then the dispensaries have another set of issues. The easy thing and the good thing for dispensaries are the folks who have already jumped through every hoop in to do medicinal, most of them are going to be able to do adult use. I say most because we haven't worked out all of the adult use path of travel rules and how close they can be to one. But most of them will. So the thinking of it is, if you've been with us for a year and you've jumped through every hoop, we're not going to make you start over again. Because there's very little difference between selling medicinal and selling adult use.
The manufacturing end of it, which would only be in the industrial area, not these other commercial areas that could have dispensaries, does that include the manufacture of the hash oil? I know there's been some issues with explosions at some of these, mostly illegal ones so far, but is that something, are you going to have some safety requirements in there to make sure to try to prevent that?
This is another reason why you should be in the regulated business, because the state heavily regulates the rules for manufacturing to prevent accidents.
Right.
If you're in the black market, things go bad. All of these issues come back when you're a city trying to have a fair and open and rational cannabis policy. You have your normal land use, dealing with neighborhoods and dealing with building permits and fire and electrical inspections. That's, you deal with any business. But in cannabis, we're competing with the black market. And so we have a very low tax rate in La Mesa. Why? Because if we don't get our regulated pricing down, people are still going to buy it at the black market.
Good point.
But the black market has all sorts of things. You don't know what you're going to get there. You have issues when people try and manufacture it illegally. The regulated market is taking over and filling the space, and the state's behind it. And it's good for consumers. It's good for safety. But it's not going to happen overnight. I saw an article that basically said it's going to take 5 years to catch up. And, you know, people are used to buying from their friend in the black market, and now you want them to go into dispensary. It's going to take time. I'm sure after Prohibition ended in the early 30s that people were still buying from moonshiners.
Speakeasies and
even when it was legal to go into a bar and buy beer. It takes time to move people from the black market to the open market, but we got to start somewhere.
Now, are you going to be doing some outreach? We mentioned you've had a meeting with the industry representatives. Will there be some outreach to the public, to neighbors in these areas, so they can have their input?
In terms of dispensaries who've already qualified, we've already done that because they've gone through the planning commission and And the neighbors had their notices and all that. So the folks were passing through are people who have already passed through. They've already done all that. The manufacturing side in the industrial area, most of the neighbors are other industrial uses. So yes, there might be some complications there, but there aren't any residents anywhere near the industrial area. That's why the area is zoned industrial.
But if people have a concern or question or they just want to know more about it.
Yeah, call the city, check it out. If you have a complaint about a specific dispensary that's open, you can send that in too. But as I said before, you may be complaining about an illegal dispensary, then we need to shut it down. Very few complaints about the legal ones.
That's good to know. Now, when is this coming up? Do you anticipate on the council agenda?
If we get all the work done, and it's a lot of work, and our staff's been great. I got to give Kerry Kusiak, who works for us, a lot of kudos because he has spent a lot of his time at work trying to make this thing happen. We hope that we can get a first reading on September 10th, and if that goes well, the second reading would be September 24th. Then you add 30 days for a referendum period, so that would be November 1 ballpark, and then it's going to take a good 60 days to roll out all of the permitting infrastructure we need to make this happen. But the goal would be that you would be able to buy recreational cannabis at a La Mesa dispensary by January 1 of 2020. See if we hit that. We only have one open dispensary, so it's probably going to be there.
So a very happy new year for the folks that are the adult use cannabis.
Yeah,
folks.
I'm happy for them. And and once again, if you're listening and you're buying from the black market, think about coming over to the regulated market, and you're going to get a safe product, and you're welcome in La Mesa to buy.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much, Bill, for taking the time to join us today. Listeners, this is Councilman Bill Baber from the La Mesa City Council we're speaking with, if you've tuned in late, and we appreciate you coming in to speak with us on the East County Magazine Radio Show on KNSJ.
Thank you.